Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He got him, and the Red Sox rally from behind and take game one of this wild card 3-1.
I know some of you are going to really poo-poo on this. Too many playoff rounds in baseball. Okay, you all leave the room. Three of the four wild card games yesterday were absolutely epic.
And I think the Dodgers game was too. When you got two guys that hit two bombs.
I agree with you offensively. By the way, it's my guy.
Teoscar
Hernandez.
Yeah.
It's my dude. Goes deep twice.
So does Shohei.
Shohei leads off the game with a home run. It's like the Dodgers, that game was, you came to see the stars. We're going to show you the stars. You know what I mean? It's almost like, that we're not going to let our Dodgers fans down. We know we got the number three seed. You came to see the stars. Stars will perform. The other three games was just pitching and managing. It was just the baseball strategy was just sensational in the first three games.
Yeah, home runs were at a premium yesterday if it wasn't the Dodgers game. You had that one period in the Cubs game where they hit back-to-back home runs when the wind died down for a second, you know, and they hit it at just the right time. But other than that, as you said, or I talked to Mancelino, I said points were at a premium for this playoff round. There was tremendous, and the same thing today. You've got 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing in Cleveland. You've got double-digit mile-an-hour winds blowing in
you know, 12
Wrigley.
Has been the wind every day?
Has it?
Yes. Every time you've reported this, Wrigley, Cleveland, it's 12.
It's odd. Yeah. So, but again, wind blowing in, what does that do? It doesn't negate home runs or... But it does help you nullify it a little bit. If the wind dies down, you can get a hold of one, and it allows pitchers. You get a guy like Skubal, where if you watch that, the ump was giving him a little bit off the strike zone.
Yeah.
Then it's lights out. And then you add in the fact that you've got wind blowing in. I can hammer the strike zone and not worry about you hitting one off of me.
I said it before going into the series. The Padres, the worst thing that happened to them was Ramon Laureano going down. That changed the entire lineup. It does. I mean, you look at the lineup, you got Tatis, you got Arise, you got Manny Machado. And then there's that
Jackson Merrill too, yeah.
But I think it puts Merrill out of place.
I got you.
You know, that Merrill, Bogaerts, O'Hearn, Gavin Sheets. If you put Laureano in the midst of that, maybe knock a Merrill down one because you got Laureano there, or put Laureano behind Merrill. I think, to me, that's better than Bogaerts behind. And I know Bogaerts didn't have a bad game yesterday, but overall, you're going to miss Laureano in that lineup.
Well, that right-handed bat, too, go along with breaking up the monotony of your lefties with Merrill, Cronenworth, Ryan O'Hearn. You got all those guys there. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have something to break it up. But, like, again, you go back to pitching at Wrigley and how things go. It comes down to this all the time. And San Diego has good pitching, like really good pitching. I don't know that they have great. Chicago has good pitching. I don't know that they have great.
They're an offensive team, though.
Yeah, and again, but when the weather's like
exciting
this.
Exciting offensive team.
Yeah, what's that?
Exciting offensive team.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a ton of talent there, and it's a shame that one of these teams is going to go home this early in the postseason. But, and I like what the Cubs are doing today. The Cubs are starting off with Andrew Kittredge, a former Oriole.
Yeah.
Even though he just spent a cup of coffee here. But, like, they're going to use him as an opener. My assumption is that they go to Shota, or they just play the bullpen game out and try to make... Because when you throw a bullpen game in there, I think it throws everything off in the postseason if you're able to do it and not burn your whole bullpen.
Well, by starting, why aren't they playing a bullpen game?
Well, I mean, you could say that, but if they go to him for the first inning and then go to a traditional starter.
Yeah.
Like, if Shota comes in after him, I'm assuming Shota goes five or six at a minimum. But I don't know that that's what they're going
to
do.
I'd like to tip my cap to a manager who last night did not overmanage. Alex Cora. Here's a tip of the cap to you, my friend. He went with his best starter, Garrett Crochet, for as long as he could. 7 2/3.
How many
Garrett
pitches Crochet, did he throw?
He threw 117 pitches.
It's I saw 110.
He threw 117 pitches. Then he went to Chapman, Aroldis Chapman, in the eighth to get the final out. Then when Aroldis Chapman got in trouble the ninth inning, you looked at the Boston Red Sox bullpen. You know who was warming up?
Nobody.
No one. Mm-hmm. Because Aroldis Chapman is the best that I have right now. Who the hell am I going to warm up?
Right.
I'm either going to win this game or lose this game with Aroldis Chapman. Yeah. Alex Cora was the example of not overmanaging, not saying we're in the postseason. Let me go with Crochet for 5 innings or 6 innings. Let me go with this guy in the bullpen. Let me go with that guy in the bullpen. Oh, Chapman is in trouble. Let me warm somebody up. No.
Well, let me.
He said, these are my best two dudes. Yeah. We're going to win or lose this game with them. Yeah. He went with Crochet for as long. If Crochet hadn't thrown 117 pitches by then, Ed, he may have continued the eighth inning.
Yeah.
I love it when managers know strategy and they use that strategy, but I love it even more when a manager says, screw script. My strategy is keeping my best guys in the game.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because on the flip side, there are people that are now questioning Aaron Boone because he benched Jazz Chisholm.
Yep.
In game one, Jazz was not happy. Who did he bench him for? We talked about this yesterday. Ahmad Rosario.
Yep.
What do we know about Ahmad Rosario is that for whatever reason, he had hit Garrett Crochet really well. What did he do yesterday?
0-3.
Got the goose egg, and then Chisholm came in. I was going to look at Jazz's numbers against Crochet. Garrett Crochet, not Garrett Whitlock. And this is it. That lefty-lefty. You got a power lefty. I understand why you do it. He is 0-4 with a walk in 4 plate appearances, 3 strikeouts against Garrett Crochet. So I understand it, but maybe you go to it. When Crochet stays in that long, you don't get to put him in sooner.
Yeah.
But he's not happy.
Well, you know, he shouldn't be happy at all.
I mean, if you're supposed to be an all-star caliber player, you can't face lefties and righties in the postseason.
In the postseason.
I get getting a day off against a tough lefty. Like, that's the perfect time to
but
take a day off.
But it's the postseason.
Yes.
You go with your best. And again, that to me is over-managing. Who's your best guy? It's not okay, if Jazz Chisholm is usually a platoon player and he's just hot right now, then I'm going to back you up and say, yeah, he's a platoon player, though. But he's not. He's an all-star. He's an everyday player. And you're not starting him in a short series. Game one of a short series. This is not a best of 5, not a best of 7. This is a short series, meaning you lose one game, you're halfway eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can't play around with that. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So the slate today is another exciting one. I love the wild card week. I love it because I love the afternoon baseball. You got Tigers, Guardians at 1 again at 3 o'clock. You have Padres and the Cubs at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Red Sox, Yankees, and at 9 o'clock, Reds, Dodgers. Same time, same slate today for wild card week. Enjoy the games, folks. 410-583-1057. Ralph Russo joins us at 8 o'clock to talk some college football. Can't wait for that. We hadn't talked to Ralph all year. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what a woman did at a wedding when she hadn't eaten in 8 hours. I'll tell you that story. Also, did you guys talk at all or see the bouncer downtown that had the guy in the chokehold and then threw his head through a window?
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about that. Get your thoughts on it. And I'm kind of interested to hear your guys' take on this. Florida sheriff, he said something that you shouldn't do when you're getting prostitutes and what you should be careful of.
They say a lot down there.
They do. This guy,
sheriffs are something.
He's had a couple of just great sound bites. We're going to play that one for you when we come back in the World of Stupid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it. All right, let's talk about this this bouncer. And have you seen the video, Rob? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
So a lot of people torn on this. I did see a former NFL player, Keith Bullitt. If you remember him from the Tennessee Titans.
Oh.
He said, if that bouncer would have done that to me, I'd have been rolling up six deep or eight deep, and we'd all have Tim's on. We'd be ready to roll. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of interesting because this kid, I don't know what started it all, whatever was said, but he grabs him by the neck. He's got him in a chokehold. The kid starts like tapping, saying, "Hey, I can't. I'm done, man. What do you want? What do you want from me?" And then he throws his head through a window. There were some here. I wanted to read what it said. Now, Keith Bullock wrote, "Bouncer is tripping. Best believe I'd be coming back the next night, at least six deep. All of us wearing tightly laced Tims." The kid from Loyola was, you know, as this is saying, this was not a bar drama. It's a felony case. The bouncer's conduct satisfies aggravated assault and criminal property damage charges that carry decades, not years. His co-workers in action is complicity, aiding and abetting. The security company faces negligent training, and there's even more that goes along with that.
So, you know why they're so aggressive? And it's not the steroids that you guys accuse them of taking, because they do take them, but they don't always make you. A lot of them are rejected law enforcement officers. It's not the career that you want to have. Yep. You're upset because you either failed the background check or something. So you're angry with the world, and now you want to beat people up. Yep. I had this one guy, a real big guy, and he really tried to disrespect me. And I can't too long to go into the whole story.
Yeah.
Really tried to disrespect me. And this was like maybe a couple of years ago. I said, "I get it. You're a big dude. And you, this is probably when people back down from you. Yeah. But I will drop your big ass." I said, I will F you up real quick. And he looked at me, and then his buddies were like holding him back. I said, "Now this is the part where they hold you back to make you look like they are angry, rejected. Somewhere in their lives, they wanted to do something else, couldn't do it. So now they use their big statures to bully people around in bars." Really, I'll whip your ass.
And I've seen this before. I had a case that was worse than this. Similar, though. Brooklyn club guy bounces. Tossing the guy out, carried it too far. Like, he was out already. Now they're on the sidewalk. Throws the kid. Hits his head on the...
concrete or the curb?
No, the thing you hook a trailer to.
A hitch?
Trailer hitch. Dies.
Mm. Dies.
Dies.
That's instant, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this happened when I was in my 20s, but yeah. Yeah, that's what can happen when you do this.
You ain't the NWO, bro. This ain't pro wrestling.
I had a buddy that was in a group. One of the guys in the group running his mouth. Of course, nobody touches him. He doesn't get hit. Nothing happens. The other guy gets sucker punched. Same thing. Head hits the curb. He's got a he almost died. He got a gigantic scar that goes through the top of his head from the surgery.
It ain't your job to beat people up, man. Your job to keep order. You ain't got to beat people up to do it.
The whole purpose, get him outside. He's outside. That's it. Walk back in.
Yeah. Be nice. What if he calls my mama? Oh, sorry. Anyway, so this wedding story. We've all been to weddings where maybe it's too long. I've gone to Catholic ceremonies where it's like, what time is it? Are they getting married or not? Like, what's happening? You get some long weddings. You get some people that have lulls in between. Like, okay, we're getting married here.
Yeah, the blacks.
Here's where the reception is. Is that who it is?
The blacks.
Been to a funeral in Baltimore?
Yeah.
No, in Baltimore.
Oh.
Not Baltimore proper. In Baltimore.
That's a four-hour day, my friend.
Right. Everybody's got something to say.
They read every sympathy card.
Everybody's got something to say, too. Yeah, I remember back in 1974. No, dude. Dude. Yeah. Not now. Yeah. That's how we do.
Well, yes.
I mean, it's just, you guys know it. I'm not lying. Come on,
I can attest to it. I second that.
So this happened in the UK where it was basically 8 hours. The woman said they brought around hors d'oeuvres and things like that early on, but it was 8 hours that she hadn't eaten. So she ordered pizzas to the wedding. Now, I got to say this.
She's wearing white?
Not the bride. One of the attendees ordered pizza to the wedding, which everybody's now going to see. So you are causing a scene. And the craziest part about all this.
That is gangster.
It really is, actually.
I mean, the craziest part about the whole thing is that you're looking at a situation where the woman's going, it's been 8 hours. You can't. You have to eat every 8 hours? Like, seriously?
That is gangster. That's saying, don't blame me. Do you, better. Get
you
quicker.
Didn't feed me.
Be
yeah.
quicker.
Come on, pick it up. Now, I got to say this. The weddings that I've gone to that have dinner, and at the end of the night, they have, like, chicken nuggets or sliders or something. You don't realize after you've been drinking and you've already had dinner and you've been dancing your ass off all night, how good that looks at that point in time for second supper. Yeah. Second supper. It's great. But again, do you have an issue with the woman ordering pizza?
No, I have an issue with 8 hour wedding.
Oh.
That's gangster, man. Hey, how much longer are you gonna be?
Yeah. I really
I got a pizza coming. Anybody else wants one?
Look at me, look at me, look at
Hey. You're lucky I'm here. it's her day.
Yeah.
It is her day.
And I came to support you.
And I'm gonna let her
for
be
an
alone.
Hour.
I'm gonna let her be alone. I'm gonna put my finger up and I'm gonna walk out of the church real quietly.
I'm going to let you be alone for an hour.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Let's get to this last story.
I love when people think second and third weddings where they have real weddings.
Yeah.
No. Mm. Yeah. Get married in your house. Go to Justice of the Peace. You already had the whole big show. Enough. What? He's pointing at me right now, by the way. I'm going to be the camera table getting tomorrow. Yeah, he's pointing at me.
Who pooed in your pants?
Nobody. I feel like this every day. These are things that piss me off.
I don't like long ceremonies. I didn't show up to my
I don't like people who are married for the third time and expect you to come all dressed up and bring gifts again. It's like, you've done this already.
Oh. Well, let's go to Florida. Ed,
yes.
We'll talk about one of the sheriffs down there. I got some audio from him as he's warning people.
So you order up a prostitute, right? This prostitute lives with his mother, by the way. He's got a massive criminal history, a 21-year criminal history with 31 criminal charges. So you order up a prostitute, and that's what you think you're getting. Now, when you look at that, you go, man, that's pretty rough, but, you know, any port in a storm. And then the next morning when you wake up, you find out this is who it really is. Yeah, we call that coyote ugly. You see, he's laying on your arm. In bed, you go, well, it was rough last night, but I've sobered up. I think I'll just chew my arm off and ease away so I don't disturb him or wake him up. All right, so you think you're buying this, you're getting this. He's got 31 criminal charges, and heck, if you're lucky, he doesn't kill you overnight.
Prostitute.
Yeah,
coyote.
Like an accent.
Coyote.
We call coyote. That coyote ugly. Be careful when you're ordering up a prostitute. You might get a man.
I think you'd know before he spends the night. Yes. I'm just saying.
My, that's a lovely Adam's apple,
watch the crying game.
But that's not, look, that's not it for Sheriff Grady there. Sheriff Grady's got like a ton of sound clips. There's one where he says, talking about, I think this might be a similar story to this one. This guy's one ugly woman. Some guy just a track. And then the last one, it says they seized jewelry and weapons from a drug dealer. So he showed up at the press. Do you know this one?
No.
He showed up at the press conference wearing all their gold chains. He said, I got your drip.
I saw that.
I got your drip.
Got your drip. I thought that was hilarious.
I never saw that.
What y'all going to do when I got your drip? Anyway.
I like the one where they asked the chair. I'm not the same guy. Why you shot the suspect? Like, you fired 89 shots or whatever. He goes, ran out of ammunition.
It's like, oh, man. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ralph Russo joins us at 8 to talk some college football. But on the other side, Ravens, two more games before the bye. Do they need to go at least 1-1 if they want to have a chance to save their season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
I mean, there'll be messages. I'll be talking to the guys. The guys will be talking. There'll be things that we've got to kind of share an understanding about. And it's going to be pretty straightforward. And let's go win the football game. Let's do what we got to do to win a football game. And within that, what is it going to take? You know, that's what the message will be surrounded. It'll be a very practical type message.
Two things have to happen moving forward for the Baltimore Ravens. Jeremy, number one, they can't lose three in a row.
Nope.
A loss to Texans would be three in a row, two or three at home. They can't do that. That's number one. Because if they lose three in a row and you don't have Lamar going into that Rams game, the Rams could circle you smelling blood. Mm-hmm. And that's a team you don't want to smell blood against you. You got to have some confidence going into that game. Okay, that's number one. Number two, they can't lose both games. They can't. So they can't go 1-3, and they definitely can't. They can't go three in a row, and they definitely can't go four in a row. If they do, season is over. They have to at least go 500 heading to the bye to go at 2-4 into the bye.
I can't believe I'm saying this. It's going to feel like a vomit button to push. That's what I call any play that you think you're on the right side, but it's an ugly one. Like, right. You know, taking the Cowboys against the Packers and taking the Bears against the Cowboys after the Bears hadn't done anything. Like, there are a bunch of vomit plays. It's going to feel like that, clicking that, but the Ravens are going to win this week. Same. I mean, this is from a week-to-week standpoint, and no, I don't care who's playing. I don't care, like, the fact that Cooper rushed in there. I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Derrick Henry. You're going to see some mixtures in the passing game to get the ball out quick and try to matriculate down the field. I don't think you're going to see the big plays that you see with Lamar. I think you're going to see a ball control offense.
So can this offense this week score 34, 38 points? They're going to have to.
I don't think so. It's the
Houston, it's the worst defense in the NFL.
It's the Houston Texans.
It's the worst defense in the NFL. Go ahead.
Can this be the week you see Keaton Mitchell suit up? Because this is the week you need to see Keaton Mitchell suit
up. I think so.
I think you need to run the ball so much that Keaton Mitchell needs to suit up as well. I think this is good. That's how much I think you need to load up. You disagree with that, Joe? I think this is the week where you load up on a run so much. I know special teams is important. But if you run Derrick Henry that much, the only other guy that I think is capable of hurting you in the running game legitimately is Keaton Mitchell. I think the other guys are good complementaries. But I think Mitchell is a guy that can really hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, as we're looking this up, and I'm just sitting here looking at the Texans to see where they ranked. Yeah, the Ravens rank as one of the worst defenses, if not the worst defense in football. The Texans are in the bottom five in offense, in points, and in yards.
Where were the Chiefs when we played them?
I don't know. I couldn't go
back
to
last week. But then again, the Texans don't have
Pat Mahomes, and they're not playing at home.
His mom said, don't call him Pat. Call him Patrick. His name is Patrick. That's what his mom said.
Okay. I'll start calling him Jordan's brother. I don't care. or Jackson. That's who it is. Jackson Mahomes. Yeah. No, but again, like, to me, it's all about spots. It's the same thing we talked about last week where we looked at the Falcons and, oh, my God, they're terrible. They lost to the Panthers. And now here, how are they going to beat Washington? What'd they do? They beat Washington.
Beat that ass.
I think this is part of football, is looking at the spots. When you're playing at home, a desperate team, a hungry team, if you have what we believe to be a good team and you just got embarrassed on national television and now you get to come home, I think it's a perfect spot for the Ravens to pull off a win. It may be ugly. It may be a lot uglier than you think, but I still think they win this game.
410-583-1057 is the number. The reason why we are a little worried about this game is because Lamar is not playing him, all right? That's why this thing is a favor. You said the Ravens would have been a touchdown favorite with Lamar. What are they without Lamar? Point and a half underdogs. Dave in Salisbury wants to weigh in on that. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call today. Just with the Orioles, you know, and the front office would have concentrated on more our defense.
We're talking about Ravens, Dave.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you say Orioles. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I've had Orioles on my mind, too. Yeah. What I would say, front office, you know, Eric DaCosta and company would have focused more on, you know, our defense this year. That has been our failure this year. There's no excuse for giving up, like, 41 and 38 and 37 points in these games. I mean, that's totally atrocious. Uncalled for. I mean, the only reasonable game we had was against the Browns, you know, where we only give up 17. I mean, that's where they didn't go to this year. They should have brought in some better defensive players, and our offensive line has been crazy bad, you know, letting Lamar Jackson, I think one of the games, I think it was against the Lions, getting sacked like seven times. I mean, that's just atrocious, and it can't happen, you know. But that's something ain't in that dress this year. We all knew the defense was going to be bad coming in this year.
I didn't know it was going to be bad.
They were top third in the league last year.
I knew it was going to be bad with all
why?
The
Why? Why did you think
they
were
top third in the league last year?
I mean, you just knew that, you know, injuries were going to play a part.
How'd you know that?
Oh.
Pardon me?
How'd you know injuries were going to occur?
Well, look what happened last week. I mean,
he was right. You guys keep asking these questions. He was right. He knew it.
I just put him on hold so he can tell me what the
lottery numbers are tomorrow.
Yes, that's why I just put him on hold. Tom in Stevensville. What's
up,
Tom?
Don't doubt him.
Tom?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Jeremy, what are you talking about? This is what I mean. You guys don't know what you're talking about. What chance do you think we're going to win this week? We have nobody. We got one weapon, Derrick Henry. We got no defense. Lamar's gone. We got one person to win the game, Derrick Henry. How do you think we're going to win this game? Like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, so hold on. Let me just say this. Because you know so much, genius, take all of your money. Take all of it and put it on the Texans. It's a foregone conclusion, right? The Ravens suck. They're not going to win this week. What do you know? What do you know, dumbass? Call it. I mean, like, I love these people. How do you? It's a 1.5-point spread. A 1.5.
This is
how big is it?
1.5. I'm not. It is that big, but it's also a 1.5-point spread.
This guy's this is the third or fourth time he's called and told us we don't know what we're talking about. Now, here's the deal.
Call back Monday.
There are people who I on TV and radio that I really don't think know what they're talking about. You know what I do? I don't listen. I don't watch. I don't waste my time listening to people who don't know what they're talking about.
I haven't done this in a long time since I started my own business. My concrete lock this weekend is the Ravens, okay? I'm going for 3 in a row. My concrete lock's on the Ravens. I'm giving it out just because I want this jackass to call back in Monday when he's wrong. Because you know the difference between you and me is if I'm wrong, I show up on Monday and I eat it. I got to live through that and hear it all damn day. What?
Luke in Forest Hill. What's up, Luke?
There's like ice cream in a cavity there just now. He hit a nerve.
I just hate when people call in like they're the smartest person in the room. Like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
What's up, Luke?
Nothing much. How about you? Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day!
Just wanted to call in and get your guys' opinion. I know football games are won in the trenches, right? Yeah. And the past two games, the Lions and the Chiefs definitely dominated at the line of scrimmage. And I know Eric DaCosta the past couple of years has built primarily the defense from the back end to the front end. Given the injuries on the defensive line and the offensive line hasn't been really going downhill that much because the Ravens haven't been establishing the run like they've used to, I think that's a big determining factor for the Texans game, and I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on the line of scrimmage battle going into Sunday.
That's what scares me too, Luke. Because I don't trust them at the line of scrimmage, it's hard for me to believe in Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is one of those guys that's effective when things around him are going well, especially the offensive line. And that's what scares me going into this football game.
Well, statistically, and again, we don't know who's going to be available. The Ravens have a much, much better offensive line than Houston. Houston's offensive line ranks in the bottom third of the league, I think 24th.
How's the Ravens' offensive line against Houston's defensive line?
Well, they've had issues.
Without Ronnie Stanley.
They've had issues stopping the run this year. So
okay.
We'll see.
I hope so. I hope we'll see them have issues stopping the run. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ralph Russo joins us to talk college football at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, if you're Todd Monken, are you giving the running backs 30-plus touches, I should say, against the Texans? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is one of those weeks where the Ravens need to run left, run right, run up the middle, run off tackle, run. And I asked this question a little bit earlier. I don't think we paid a lot of time to this. We all agree that Derrick Henry is the absolute monster Hall of Fame running back. He should carry the ball 15 to 20 times this Sunday. But is this a week that Keaton Mitchell needs to be on the active roster? I think that's a legitimate question, and I think that's a legitimate concern, unless you believe that Rasheen Ali is a guy that you want to see carry the ball 10 to 15 times. Unless you believe that Justice Hill is a guy you want to see carry the ball 10 to 15. I don't. I don't want to see either one of those guys carry the ball 10 to 15 times. If Derrick Henry is carrying it up to 20 times, the only person I want to take the next load of the carries is Keaton Mitchell. He needs to be on the active roster come Sunday.
I agree. I'd like to see him. I don't know why he's been a healthy scratch. I'd love to see him on the roster. I'd like to see him, I'd like to see him get 10 carries. I'd like to see Derrick Henry get 20.
Yeah.
Enough. I feel like we for some reason we're babying Derrick Henry. Like, I don't get it. The guy he should be in a Marvel movie. I mean, really.
Really?
Yo, seriously, really? He's like a superhero. He gets better as the game goes on. The more carries he gets, the more effective he gets. 8 carries is, and I don't want to hear any of this nonsense about game conditions, game this. Give him the ball. He's as effective as a pass. Give him the ball. He will rip off 8 yards. He'll rip off 40 yards for you. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're going to throw passes under the sticks again? I'm serious.
Well,
it's second and 8. What are we doing with it? Throwing a 5-yard pass. Give it to Derrick Henry.
Somebody pointed out, and it's something I said going back to last year, that you can't just bring Justice Hill in when you're throwing the football.
Absolutely not.
You got to hand him the ball once or twice to keep him honest.
Absolutely.
Like, and again, I know they scored the touchdown to start off. It was great play, design. He gets in the end zone. So I'm not saying I don't want him out there, but like it's almost like when they had Clarence Moore. Oh, they're bringing in the 6'12" guy in the red zone. Wonder what they're going to do.
Yeah,
let's throw it up to him.
And I know the question about Keaton Mitchell is pass pro, right? Well, I don't care this week because we ain't throwing the ball. We're running the football. You don't have to pass pro when you're bringing them in to run the football. I don't care about that. Like, Cooper Rush should not have more than 20 pass attempts on Sunday. Should not.
Mm-hmm.
Run the ball. That's coming from me.
Right.
Run the ball.
Run the ball.
Because I love throwing the football. My favorite thing in football... My second favorite thing in football is passing the football. Throwing the football around. That's my second favorite thing. You know what my favorite thing in football is? Winning.
Yeah. This reminds me, remember the Dante Stallworth nonsense? They put him on
around.
The field. End around. You come in the field. Okay. I wonder what's coming. It's like, this is what we're still doing. Like,
surprise.
What are you doing? Like, run the football. You know what else running the football does? It keeps your defense off the field.
Yep.
Yeah. Keeps your defense fresh.
And what sucks on this team right now?
Defense.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Antoine, who is in Reisterstown. What's up, Antoine?
Good morning, guys. Great conversation this morning.
Thank you, Rob.
I agree with you 100%. I do think that we need to run the ball. I'm listening to some of the callers, so I'm a little confused. We got some amazing players on our team. If, in fact, we can run this ball and they make adjustments, the defense make adjustments on halftime trying to stop our run, look, dude, I heard we're bringing Likely back. We got Andrews. We got Bateman. We got Flowers. Hill can catch the ball out of the backfield. I really love our chances if we can run the ball.
If you have the defense biting for the run and that's their halftime adjustment, Antoine, now Cooper Rush makes high percentage throws. You know what I mean? Now he can make the high percentage throws because the defense is geared towards the run.
You got it, Rob. Thanks for the call. I appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you.
Man.
You call him?
Huh?
Did you call him?
No.
We thanked you for the call. That was nice.
Richard.
What an ass.
Such a Richard. But honestly, don't you make life easier on Cooper Rush if you're effective running the football?
Yeah.
Now I put the ball right in Derrick Henry's gut and I said, nope, he's not carrying it this time. Now you got Cooper Rush looking out because the linebackers are biting up. Now all that room beyond the linebackers, I could throw a wounded duck and hit the receivers and be all right now.
Can we get Derrick Henry's agent, family member, just to stand next to Harbaugh the whole game and just stare at him? We're on offense. Give him the damn ball.
Yeah.
The less you say Cooper Rush, the better in this game.
But I can't even...
No, you can say him every play.
But
Cooper
like,
Rush hands off?
I just can't even wrap my mind around 8 carries for Derrick Henry. 8.
You know why you can't wrap your brain around it, Ed?
Because it don't make sense.
Because when Derrick Henry runs the ball 25 times or more for his team, what happens, Joe?
His teams are 24-2. I don't know if I counted it correctly. I believe when he gets it 20 or more times, teams are 40-10.
You're kidding. Yeah. Well, there you go. It's like, what about when he runs it 8 times?
Yeah. Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I mentioned this to somebody earlier this week. I was saying like maybe they should just do like 2 halfbacks in the backfield at the same time. It could either be Keaton or Henry, or you could swap out and give somebody a blow and make you, you know, just put Justice Hill in and just keep defense guessing, because you can't, every time you bring in Justice Hill, everybody know he passing, so why not just swap him out, just put Justice Hill and Keaton in the backfield, and then just have a tight end out there all at all times, so that way they know, like, all right, they're running the ball regardless. They know they're going to run the ball and then hit them with the play action. Y'all take it easy.
You too, Eli. Let's go to Chris, who's in Dundalk. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So you guys kind of answered my question about what needs to happen offensively. Obviously, we're going to pound the rock. So flip the script defensively. What do we need to see from Zach Orr to stop their run game? Obviously, it's going to be a run-heavy game. What do you guys need to see, and how do we think we pull this out? Also, the guy that called back earlier saying you guys don't know what you're talking about, that guy was a doofus. It's a 1.5-point spread. It's a toss-up game. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. I mean, I'm glad somebody else could say that. What are you talking about? I don't know.
He did not sell Southern.
He gets worse and worse every time I think of him.
he did not have an accent.
I don't know what's happening. No, but when he's talking about the defense. So, like, when you're looking at Houston's running game, granted, I think the Ravens' defense thus far has made all the running games look good. But the fact of the matter is they're making that transition from Nick Chubb to, I believe, Woody Marks, the kid out of USC. And he's going to start getting more touches. He's more explosive. But again, still young, still got to figure some things out. We don't know how many carries he's going to get. And Nick Chubb, we've seen him plenty of times. It's not the same Nick Chubb. It's a ghost of Nick Chubb. I mean, he's on his last legs. I mean, frankly, physically as well.
No, and we don't know the extenuating circumstances to this stat, so I'm going to put that out there. But in games in which Derrick Henry carried the ball 10 or fewer times, his teams are 9-19. Now, there may be some extenuating circumstances with that, like your team is trailing and all that stuff.
I'm sure it's exactly what we had last. Yes, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. But I also say when you're trailing, you panic.
They're almost exclusively with the Titans, too.
Yeah.
Mike Bordick joins us at 8:45 to talk Orioles baseball. But on the other side, we're talking college football with the man from AP. Ralph Russo joins us on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.